up, I guess. So, yeah, learning all kinds of things. Brock England here from the Ellipsic Community Center, learning things I didn't know about. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of, for a small town, it's got a lot of things you don't really know until you hear it for the first time. Yeah. So.
A lot of good history Jim Russell was telling about. The museum is upstairs when the community center is open. It is open. So you're pretty much open 7 days a week almost. Is that right?
6 days, yeah.
Six days. Not
open on Sundays.
All right. I was looking.
Yeah, that calendar is kind of difficult because there's no Sunday on there. So it looks like it's every day. Monday to Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Very good. And tomorrow you have pancake breakfast here. The Fall Fest will be happening right in front of the community center. So a lot of activities there. So start off your Saturday morning with some pancakes.
Yes, so pancake breakfast is 8 to 11 tomorrow. Completely free breakfast. Donations are welcome, obviously, but our board is putting that on for the community. It's kind of a fifth anniversary celebration / kickoff to the Fall Fest. Mm-hmm. Nothing really happens at the Fall Fest until about 11:30, so we thought that'd be the kind of opening event for that. And
very good.
So,
and tonight, of course, fifth quarter for the kids after the Leipzig Spencerville game. That starts just after the game.
Yes, we our local youth come after the football game, and we'll have pizza for them, a DJ, and a chance to kind of run around, get crazy, and get the energy out before they go home to the parents. And
right.
So we have a good group of volunteers helping out with that tonight, so looking forward to that event as well.
Let's talk about the volunteers here at the Leipzig Community Center. You've got a lot of them, and probably some people that you couldn't do it without them.
Definitely. We have some local organizations that help out, as well as just, you know, people from the church. Our community meals that we have are primarily all run by volunteers. So it's, you know, we do two of those a month. So 24 meals a year, that's a lot of volunteers.
Right.
We have a pretty good mix of, you know, the fire department will do some sometimes. Sometimes the Leipzig Chamber will do it. Our board will do it.
Gotcha.
We'll do our own, you know, with our staff here, but primarily we get volunteers from all over to kind of help out with that. So that's great.
Check out theleipzigcenter.org. It's open to Putnam County, Hancock, Allen. So all any nobody is turned away. Membership, it's free. You just need to sign up for that. Some of the classes do have a charge.
Small fee for some of the classes.
Yeah.
Majority of stuff we do here is all free. So mm-hmm.
Very good. Brock England, Director, Community Center here in Leipzig. Thanks for having us out. Enjoyed it. Met a lot of good people, learned a lot about Leipzig.
Of course, it's good to get recognition, not only for the community center, but the town as well. And
yeah.
Our little corner of Ohio here, and we're excited to have you guys. Thank you.
Very good. Tony Wobbler is coming up. He is the mayor. He's already checked in, so he's down the street talking there. So I should have told him to bring donuts.
That's right. Exactly. I didn't see a donut at all from anybody today.
Oh, what's going on? All right. Thanks, Brock.
Rex Howard is live at the Leipzig Community Center. It's Community Day in the village of Leipzig with your country now. 100.5 WKXA.